Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today we have, a unique kind of source material lined up. You've handed us excerpts from something quite specific. It's promotional text for astrologer Vikram's black magic removal services.
That's right. It's definitely different from our usual sources.
Absolutely. And our mission here, just to be clear, isn't about judging the service itself. Not at all. We're treating this text like any other document. We want to, you know, unpack the language, the structure, how it defines the problem, the methods, and ultimately the result it promises. It's actually a really fascinating look at specialized spiritual marketing, isn't it?
It really is. We're purely doing a textual analysis here.
Sure.
And what we've got is this promotional text that's, highly structured. It's almost like a prospectus for this very specific spiritual service. It immediately gives you clear contact details, too, which sort of grounds the service in, you know, a tangible reality.
The practical details.
Exactly. For anyone following along, the source identifies the provider as astrologer Vikram, and it includes all the foundational contact info, the website, https.astrovikram.kblack-magic-removal, a phone number, +1 438 725 9123, and an email, astrovikram111@gmail.com. These aren't just for reaching out. They kind of establish an institutional context, if you will.
Okay, right. So let's dive in. We should probably start where the service itself starts defining the threat. If the service is black magic removal, how does this source material, astrologer Vikram's text, actually define what black magic is? It can be a pretty broad term.
Yeah, and what's interesting straight away is that the text doesn't just live black magic as some, you know, vague, scary concept. It actually breaks it down. It defines the threat as a combination of three specific disruptive forces. It's quite tactical, really, trying to cover a lot of ground with that definition.
That makes sense. Giving potential clients a framework, a language, to maybe identify what they feel is happening to them. So what are those three specific categories? What are the pillars of disruption, as they put it?
Okay, so the three things explicitly named, the things targeted for removal, are number one, dark energies.
Dark energies, okay.
Number two, curses.
Curses, right.
And number three, negative influences.
Dark energies, curses, and negative influences. Let's just pause on that for a second. That breakdown feels like it's doing quite a bit of work structurally.
It is.
By listing those three, dark energies, curses, negative influences. It seems to cover, spiritual attack, maybe intentional harm from someone else, and even just sort of environmental bad vibes or bad luck.
Yeah.
Seems quite comprehensive.
Absolutely. That combination is very strategic. Curses points towards, you know, direct spiritual warfare, like an external force acting on you maliciously.
Right, intentional.
Yeah. Then dark energies. That often feels a bit more pervasive, maybe like a heavy atmosphere around you or some kind of residual spiritual gunk.
Okay. Less targeted, maybe.
Possibly. And then negative influences, that one's like the catch-all, isn't it? It's the rhetorical umbrella. It can scoop up pretty much everything else, like a long string of bad luck or just difficult circumstances that feel off.
So if you're reading this text and you just feel like your life is inexplicably tanking, this three-part definition pretty much guarantees that whatever you think your problem is, it probably fits under one of these labels. So the core problem they're defining is basically comprehensive disruption.
Precisely. That's the key phrase from the source. These forces disrupt your life. The focus is squarely on the breakdown, the shattering of your normal life, your internal or external order. So the service becomes about more than just, say, spiritual protection. It's framed as regaining control over a life that's gone off the rails.
Okay, so if comprehensive disruption is the problem, the pain point, then the solution logically needs to feel just as comprehensive. It needs to move you from that chaos back to stability. Let's shift gears then. Let's talk methodology. How does astrologer Vikram, according to this text, claim to actually counter these negative influences? What tools or practices do they mention?
Well, the source highlights two main methods, and the language used is interesting, it seems, to try and bridge, you know, faith with a sense of established practice. They're identified as expert spiritual healing and proven rituals.
Proven rituals. That pairing, expert and proven, applied to spiritual healing and rituals. That's a fascinating choice of words, isn't it? It almost borrows the language you might hear in, like, a professional field, science, medicine, maybe, but applied to something inherently spiritual.
That's the marketing aspect, right? It's quite clever. If you just said spiritual rituals, well, that might sound a bit vague, maybe even archaic to some people today, but add expert and proven. Suddenly it suggests reliability, standard results maybe, a history of success, professional competence. It's like it's trying to head off skepticism by claiming some kind of measurable quality, even in a field that's, well, notoriously hard to measure.
Right. It addresses that potential worry. Like, is this person just making things up? Is this experimental? Instead, it positions the provider as an authority, someone who has mastered specific effective methods.
Exactly. But here's, I think, a really crucial detail we need to pull out from the text. The source doesn't just list the methods and stop there. It really emphasizes that these aren't just off-the-shelf solutions. The text explicitly promises authentic and effective black magic removal solutions tailored for lasting results.
Tailored.
Yeah.
That word feels significant. Why is claiming a tailored solution so powerful in this kind of context?
Well, think about it. It potentially addresses a weakness in more generic spiritual help. If I believe my problem is, say, a very specific curse aimed at my job, a general protection ritual might feel a bit, I don't know, insufficient.
Like a one-size-fits-all approach might miss the mark.
Precisely. Tailored suggests a personalized diagnosis is happening first. It implies astrologer Vikram understands the unique nature of the negativity affecting you, specifically. And therefore, the treatment, the ritual, the healing is customized just for your situation.
Okay, that makes sense. And the second part of that phrase, for lasting results, that directly addresses the fear of recurrence, right? Yeah. The worry that it might just come back.
Absolutely. If the problem's only solved for a little while, the client hasn't really gained much, except maybe temporary relief. So promising lasting results acts as a guarantee. It promises sustained stability, a permanent fix.
It offers a sense of permanence. It suggests the tailored method gets to the root cause, perhaps, preventing that specific disruption from growing back.
Mm-hmm.
It's defining success not just as getting rid of the problem, but achieving a kind of sustained balance afterwards.
Exactly. Victory isn't just removal, it's ongoing equilibrium.
Okay, this analysis of the methods really sets up the next logical step, the payoff. Once the client accepts the diagnosis, the disruption and the process, this tailored expert healing the source, then has to define what winning looks like. And this is where the language shifts, as you said, from removal to restoration. This is where it gets really interesting for me.
Yeah.
What specific positive changes are actually promised once the black magic is gone?
Yes, this is the roadmap back to a good life, essentially. The source lays out 5 specific positive outcomes, things the client is promised they will either regain or attract. It's defining what state B, the desired outcome, looks like for the client.
Okay, let's hear them. Can we list them out clearly?
Sure. Let's structure it like the source seems to intend. First, the client will regain harmony. That seems like the direct counter to that life disruption we talked about.
Harmony. Got it.
Second, they will regain happiness. This feels more internal, addressing the emotional toll, the devastation caused by those negative influences.
Okay, happiness. Makes sense.
Third, they will regain protection from evil forces. This is the proactive defense part, right? Ensuring those lasting results we just discussed.
Protection. So it won't come back.
That's the promise. Fourth, they will experience complete peace of mind.
Complete peace of mind. We should probably circle back to that one.
Definitely. And finally, number 5, they will attract positivity.
Attract positivity. Okay, looking at that list, I think I see a bit of a pattern. The first 3, harmony, happiness, protection, they seem like recovery and defense, undoing the bad stuff. But the last 2, peace of mind and attracting positivity, they feel more proactive, about internal stability and actually generating a better future state, not just getting back to neutral.
That's a great observation. Spot on. It's a very comprehensive package deal being offered. The service promises, basically, to neutralize the external threat while simultaneously rebuilding your inner life, stabilizing you emotionally. The goal isn't just survival. It's actually framed as thriving, partly achieved through attracting good things going forward.
Let's zoom in on that 4th outcome you mentioned. Experience complete peace of mind. That feels like the ultimate internal prize, doesn't it? The end goal of the whole process. And the word complete, that feels very intentional.
Oh, it's extremely powerful language. Think about the presumed state of the client. If someone is genuinely seeking black magic removal, their baseline anxiety probably isn't just mild everyday stress. It's likely existential. They might believe they're under attack, their life is falling apart, their defenses are gone. So just promising some peace of mind, maybe not enough. The promise needs to feel total, hence complete.
Right. Complete implies that every single corner of their worry, every fear it might return, every lingering doubt, it'll all be chest gone, eradicated.
Exactly. It suggests a total, unshakable victory over the disruption that brought them there in the first place. It tries to define a state of being where the client genuinely no longer has to worry about those specific forces, the dark energies, the curses ever bothering them again. It connects removing the external threat directly to achieving internal psychological stability, total stability.
Okay, so pulling this all together,
mm-hmm.
what does it mean when we look at this source material as all text? We've really picked apart this very defined piece of promotional writing. It seems to successfully lay out a clear three-part journey for a potential client.
I think so, yes. You see that clear identification of specific problems, framed as actionable disruptions, dark energies, curses, negative influences.
Mm.
Then the application of specific methods, which are positioned as customized that expert spiritual healing, those proven and tailored rituals.
Right.
And finally, the promise of a comprehensive restoration, both internal and external, regaining harmony, happiness, protection, achieving that complete peace of mind, and even attracting positivity.
And the key insight, maybe, from digging into this source, it's how the language consistently uses these opposing pairs, these structured contrasts, to define the path forward.
Yes, that's a great way to put it.
You've got the external chaos of dark energies being directly replaced by the internal order of complete peace of mind. You have the pain or fear associated with curses being replaced by this proactive shield of protection and the feeling of happiness. It sets up clear before and after scenarios.
Absolutely. That structured oppositional language is what gives the service definition its clarity, I think. It takes something potentially confusing spiritual distress and imposes a clear structure on it. It gives the client a precise diagnosis of their state A, the disruption, and promises a guaranteed, tailored pathway to state B, those lasting results and complete peace. As a model for marketing spiritual authority, it's actually quite compelling.
It really is. A remarkable study in defining a problem and offering a, well, seemingly comprehensive solution. Thank you for walking us through this. It's been a fascinating deep dive into how this particular text structures its claims.
Mm, my pleasure. It's always insightful to dissect the architecture of persuasion, whatever the context.
So thinking about that promise again, the restoration of complete peace of mind, building on everything we've analyzed today from the source, maybe consider this. What specific feeling or perhaps what underlying state of being does that term complete peace of mind suggest about the deepest anxieties of the person this text is trying to reach? What does promising completeness truly imply about the kind of suffering they might be experiencing right now? Just something to think about as you encounter persuasive language, structured arguments throughout your day. We'll see you next time on A Deep Dive.